This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. Woohoo! I love Mike and the gang, and of course, Michael Bolden there. But Mike's schedule, we're talking raw milk this hour. And by the way, you know, they're the inspiration for me going out and their nullification tour. And I would always remind folks to stop asking for permission where none is required. And they say none is needed. I like to say none is required, but they
required.
Say
required. Yeah, that sounds better.
But anyway, I roll with it because they're awesome people, and they love liberty, and they pull apart the political right and the political left, the Hegelian dialectic, and they're right square. I won't say in the middle of the road to get run over, but they are basically rooted in a foundation of liberty as written in the Constitution, and you know, no exceptions. Right? So hardcore. So quit crying about Donald Trump already and just follow the 10th Amendment and the rest of the Constitution. So what are we doing this hour, Super D? We got some stuff to talk about, don't we?
We're behind on a few questions of the day, I think.
We're behind? All right. Well, grab the coffee and here we go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we're going back with our tour around the world. Our friend Masha from Deutschland is contacting us from Germany, right? This is because I can't pronounce certain countries, and we figured if we say it really quickly, no one will know, and they'll think, oh, he said it fast, but he probably said it right. So Masha's contacting us again, which is cool. We're happy to hear from you, Masha. So what's up? And she actually said Masha from Deutschland is here. She did address you, Super Don. She says, I have a question to Robert. My husband is suffering from osteoarthritis of his left hip, and he is only 36 years old. He has been practicing judo professionally for many years, and doctors assume this might be the result of it. Did you ever do judo?
I never did judo, no.
Yeah, I did judo as a yellow belt as a kid, and then we went on from there. But judo, and so I think that was it's in the Olympics too. Judo's Olympics, and
it is.
What was the lady? Was she a silver medalist that was in Ultimate Fighting or something that got beat up? And she's in a lot of movies. She was good until she wasn't, and then the crowd passed her. What's the famous actress now? She was in Fast and the Furious.
Point.
Come on, she was a Fast and the Furious. She was a. She's a badass. I can't even think of her name either. That's bad.
Oh, we've had her on the show, haven't we?
No. We haven't.
That's somebody else.
Somebody else I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm drawing a complete blank. I'm sorry.
You were thinking of Michelle Rodriguez, I know.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
No. I've interviewed her off the air.
She was in the Fast and the Furious, and she's a badass at judo?
Yeah, because she won an Olympic medal, I thought, in judo. And then she went into the Ultimate Fighting.
How come I have no idea who you're talking about? Anyway.
Right, and she was...
Well, just
yeah. Somebody's gonna get mad at us for not knowing pop culture references, but we try, folks. We try. Anyway, Masha probably could care less about that, but that's where you go. Calf paths of the mind, judo. That's where I went. And if it comes back to me, I'll let you know. So I hear you talking a lot about bone health on the show, and he is already doing the silica challenge you mentioned so many times, as well as regular swimming. Usually, his pain is very strong and persistent, but he feels better since on this protocol. Anyway, doctors don't give him any hope of reversing his condition. What are your thoughts on this? Is there anything that could be possibly done apart from the silica? Many thanks in advance, Masha. Well, listen, you're already acknowledging an improvement. And yet the doctors, I mean, you want to talk about doctor downers. I mean, you know, the guy's having improvement on the silica challenge, and they're saying there's nothing that can be done. You're toast. You're always going to degrade. You're always going to have this problem. I mean, is there any more reason to want to not see doctors if they're going to play this game with you? I mean, you've got evidence of improvement, and they're going, no, that's not real. There's nothing you can do, right? So in osteoarthritis over time, it's not just the pain, but you will see some evidence of weakening of the integrity of the tissue there, right? The connective tissue itself. Maybe it goes into a form of osteoporosis, but it's chronic, constant inflammation. And yes, it can be brought about by repeated injuries in an area that's not given the opportunity or time to heal. So if you are a judo expert and you have had a chronic injury in that area and you continue to put it under stress, this becomes a negative form of stress, different than what we talked about with Dr. Bitar last night when we talked about movement is life, movement is healing, movement is healthy. We were designed to work ourselves pretty hard, and that keeps us young. But if we don't also acknowledge and honor an injury and allow it the time to process and heal, then we end up in chronic inflammation and degradation. And that is what I feel in Masha, your husband's case, is what has gone on over time. So moving into the swimming pool, great idea. It's a different form of exercise. You still maintain movement, but you put a lot less stress gravitationally on the joint, so that's a great way to rehab. We used to have, when I was a swimmer, we would see like a lot of the track people and the long distance runners. They'd be. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Superdon. They'd put on like a life vest, and they'd run in the water back and forth. It would take them an hour to go across the pool. It was so ridiculous, but they would be going through the motion without the hitting, the intensity of the gravity, the pounding, if you will, on the joint.
Yeah, so this is like resistance training.
Right, and then they would recover, and so they wouldn't be totally atrophied from lack of using the joint. You know, so mobility was maintained as such. So this is another thing I like hearing, that he's in the pool there, Masha, and this is great. Now, you ask for things beyond the silica. Now, I don't know that you need to go much beyond the silica, but yeah, if there's a lingering issue and you want to accelerate healing even more, then let's go to homeopathy. Let's look at something like King Bio's injury formulas, the advanced arnica, things like that. And this can also help in recovery of the joint without utilizing non-steroidal or steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And that, of course, will help a lot. There are other things to consider, because sometimes there's nerve impingement. Right, that can create the pain that happens with the inflammation of the nerve. And you can look at the model of chiropractic or osteopathic adjustments. And there might be some issues with the hip area, right, the lumbar vertebrae, that area where the supporting system that plays itself out as far as the nerve root ganglia and how it reaches out to the legs through the joints there. And so look to see if you can get some relief from adjustments that are appropriate to you. And I don't know, Masha, if you have that, or if they rail on chiropractors in Germany. I don't know what the status is for chiropractic in Germany. I hope it's well loved and accepted as we love it here. At least I do, for sure. And that could be another adjunct in recovery. In terms of nutritional support, essential fatty acids, always a very a much benefit, because it reduces inflammation. Turmeric, right? We've seen how that is beneficial. You can get some of that from Epigenetic Labs, our friends with Ty Bollinger that have put that together. And, of course, maintaining good hydration habits as well. Now, Super Don, I don't know if there's anything you have to say, because she didn't, like, direct this at you, although she acknowledged you. But if you have anything on osteoarthritis, this is your time to chime in.
I really don't. No, I don't. Oh, by the way, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. Oh, Ronda Rousey. Not Rousey.
Rousey, whatever.
You're a big fan of Rousey. She could kick your butt.
That's because she was in the Fast and Furious 7. I didn't see that movie.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you could get it now on Netflix or something, but maybe it isn't.
Yeah, I probably should. Well, I guess. I don't know. I didn't watch it after what's-his-name died.
Yeah, but it's a cartoon movie. That's all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Ronda Rousey, thanks for finding that out. Also, homeopathic Rus toxicodendron, that's the poison ivy, homeopathically, and there's Ruta, R-U-T-O, I'm sorry, R-U-T-A, Ruta. And so there are real remedies that address skeletal issues in addition to this, the silica we talked about with the Silica Challenge Alta Health product silica that we utilize. The Silica Challenge, for those who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, involves loading phase, 3 tablets 4 times a day for at least 2 weeks, more likely 4 weeks, and then you could start backing off to 9 a day, then to 6 a day, hit a maintenance 3 to 6 a day would be great, and then you can restore. Again, giving yourself the time to rest, Masha's husband, okay? Is that helpful? Do you think we did enough for Masha?
That sounded good to me.
All right. All of Deutschland is much better now, thanks to Masha's question.
Gesundheit.
Yeah, you said that very well. Gesundheit. All right. Let's see. What is this next question of the day? Von Harrell or Von Harrell?
Von Harrell, yes.
Right? Interesting. All right. Is this another German name? Von something?
Von. That's a cool name, Von.
Yeah.
Von. It makes you sound like I don't know.
Von Superdon.
Royalty or something, right?
Yeah.
Von.
Von Superdon. I like that. Von says, thanks so much for providing a free download of the RSBGI Silver Aloe Protocol for gut recovery. You provide a source for all of the supplements except the last two. Do you have a recommendation? You know what? At this point, I gave this to Von for free. Why? You know, I should charge him for this next phase of questioning.
Yeah, it cost you for the last two.
Do I have to hold your hand to buy everything? Come on. Right. No.
But listen, people trust you. They trust you and your experience and value your recommendations.
Okay. So, all right. No, Von, I'm just giving you some grief. Don't worry. send money through the back door. Just leave it at the back. I'll get you all you need. No, just teasing, folks. Kidding. The recommendations at the end, I think that I didn't have a reference point to a particular company or where to buy it, was related to L-glutamine. Because in my experience, there's not a lot of difference between L-glutamine and L-glutamine. It just is L-glutamine. So if you go to the health food store and buy L-glutamine, you're fine. Now, the issue with essential fatty acids, DHA, EPA, these things are also systemic anti-inflammatory essential fats. You know, over the years, we've enjoyed using Nordic Naturals. There's a lot on the market there. You almost can't go wrong as long as it's not loaded with mercury. So be sure the source is very clean. And, you know, that's why, you know, I didn't have a specific reference because it didn't matter as much. Now, in terms of L-glutamine, that is an adjunct for recovery of the gut lining. A lot of people have been using that for many years in the health food industry. And sometimes, you know, if you feel like you're a really bad case and you want to accelerate that recovery, that's why that's listed as an adjunct. There's a whole lot more to do and know, but I try to keep it as simple as possible. And I hope that's helpful to you, and I hope you're grateful. If not, I take back everything I said, Vaughn. Okay, no, I'm just kidding again. See, I'm just kidding again.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
I know. Maybe I'll go out and have some organic pizza. It all will be right.
Listener abuse, man.
Right, I know. You got to dish it out. Can you take it? I know. You're tough. You listen to Robert Scott Bell Show. You don't need a safe space. You're not a snowflake. All right, we got lots more healing to go. We'll talk raw milk, 10th Amendment, nullification with Mike Mahari. And then a question or comment of the day that references Superdon's super capacity for audio segmenting. We'll get to that in a little while, so stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheScent.com. That's SEINE.com. BookstoreOnTheScent.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joining me now from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Meharry, and he is, dude, he's the dude, man. He's a hockey player, he's tough as nails, and he's also tough as nails on the issue of, well, the 10th Amendment. Let's just talk about what that is for new listeners that haven't heard about the 10th Amendment Center, and then we'll dive into, how about some raw milk today? I've got some in my fridge, but hey, you know what, I think everybody should have some. But Michael, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, hey, how are you? It's great to be on. And oh my gosh, you have raw milk in your fridge. Watch out, the FDA SWAT might come.
Yeah, no, they listen. I got raw milk, and they ain't getting it because my kids love it, my wife loves it, and it's the only real milk in the Robert Scott Bell Show household. So this is what we do. But of course, the FDA has said, oh no, you can't interstate transport that, and even some problems within the states that are, I think, responding to big dairy lobbies, the CAFO, the factory farm lobbies of cows. They say, oh, we can't, we don't want to compete with raw milk. So the argument is it's not safe. But hey, who are they to tell me what's safe? This is my body. This is my family. I want to drink milk how I want to drink it.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And not only does the FDA ban raw milk in interstate commerce, which, you know, arguably they can do that, although I would argue that was never the intent of the Commerce Clause. But they even claim the authority to ban and prohibit raw milk within the borders of the state. There was a, I'm trying to think of who it was that said it, but it's the FDA's position that raw milk should never be consumed, and it's within the HHS's authority to institute an intrastate ban on unpasteurized milk as well. FDA officials wrote that in a response to a farm-to-legal defense fund lawsuit against the agency over the interstate ban. So the FDA goes way beyond, well, the FDA shouldn't even exist in the first place if we want to get down to brass tacks. But, you know, even within the scope of what the federal government can do, it's gone way beyond any constitutional barriers that it should have should be recognizing.
Mike, I'm encouraged by a lot of the pushback from the states and the people. I think in large part due to the little 10th Amendment Center that could. You and Michael Bolden and the gang, we've been connected for a number of years now, and it's so exciting to see more and more states pick this up. It is kind of a sad irony, though, that only when an administration shifts from one party to the other, then the party that was in power, now out of power, suddenly finds religion and says, oh, yeah, the 10th Amendment's really good, too, when before they were crying against it.
Right, and just to make sure that everybody knows what we're talking about here, the 10th Amendment basically is a rule of construction. It tells us how to interpret the Constitution, and all it says is that any power that was not delegated to the federal government remains with the states and the people themselves. So if you don't see a power in Article 1, Section 8, or somewhere else in the Constitution for the federal government to do something, it's not supposed to be doing it. So you know, you can go down there and look in Article 1, Section 8 and try to find the part about banning raw milk, and you're not going to find it anywhere. But the federal government does it anyway. And states are indeed pushing back, and that's the exciting thing. But, you know, really, I think it starts with the individuals, people like you, that say, you know what, I'm not going to ask permission where none is required. That's my favorite Robert Scott Bell saying. But really, that's the beginning. You know, people being willing to say, you know what, we're going to take control of our own lives. When that starts to happen, when people at the grassroots level just say, you know, screw you, FDA, screw you, government, we're going to do what we believe is in the best interest of us and our family, then that begins the tidal wave that builds and builds and builds. And as people are interested in having raw milk, that's starting to bubble up to these state legislatures, and we're starting to see action in a number of states where they're saying, you know what, we're going to go ahead and legalize raw milk within the borders of our state, at least. And this is important because it undermines FDA prohibition. It's just like what's happened with marijuana. You know, we've seen almost more than half of the states in the country have legalized marijuana in some way, either recreationally or for medical use. And as that's happened, federal prohibition has fallen apart because it requires the assistance and the cooperation of the states. When the states say, you know what, we're going to legalize what you're saying is illegal, well, it starts to happen in markets build. So we're seeing a number of bills. There's been four or five that have already been introduced in the legislative sessions for this year, and that really just got started a couple of weeks ago in early January.
Okay, I want to get into that with you, Mike. We got to take our first break here. Mike Mahari,
all right.
He is with us here from the 10th Amendment Center. One of my favorite topics, as you know, any day, even if they're not around, they are. The 10th Amendment Center is intricately woven into the very fabric and DNA of the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we're going to talk about the raw milk bills on the state level to nullify federal restrictions and maybe even tap back into the wisdom of the founding fathers while we're at it. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Berrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the deal with the Fear of Death Administration? Why don't they want us to have raw milk? Or maybe, who gives a flip that they don't want us to have raw milk? We don't need their permission. How about you people in the States say, sorry, you don't have the authority? That's the basis for the 10th Amendment, and Mike Meharry's here talking about it. He talked about it as a rule of construction. We didn't mention the term nullification, but that's a big concept that And I talk about the political divide when, for instance, Obama was in office, the left was sort of happy, and then, you know, people on the conservative right would say, hey, you know, you don't have the authority to do something. They'd say, let's nullify it, let's use the 10th Amendment that was used on issues like gun control, for instance. And, of course, the left didn't like that. But now that they're out of power, they're saying, hey, how do we nullify federal laws or things like that? Because Trump is in, and he's a Republican, we don't like him. Now, who stands on principle that says, you know, the 10th Amendment preceded any political parties? And perhaps maybe we're reading the Founding Fathers wrong, Mike. Was it Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and even Alexander Hamilton? Did they talk about the need for a strong federal bureaucracy to ban interstate transport of raw milk?
Absolutely not. And I think even the Founding Fathers, I hate that term.
Yeah.
But we'll use it anyway. The folks in the Founding Generation, I think even those that were, particularly enamored by centralized power, I think even they would be absolutely horrified by what we see today. You know, we have a federal government that, like we've been talking about, says that it can ban raw milk within a state. And, you know, they tell you what kind of light bulb you can screw into your light fixtures and how much water you can have in your toilet. It's absurd how much these people, how much control these people have over our lives. And that's why nullification is so important. You know, James Madison gave us the blueprint in Federalist 46 on how to deal with overreaching federal power. He said, we can deal with unwarrantable actions. And he said, even warrantable actions, so even constitutional things that are just stupid or, you know, plain unpopular. Madison said that the states have a great tool at their disposal. And he said, basically, the best thing the state can do is refusal to cooperate with officers of the union. That's basically just say no. Just say no. We're not going to help you enforce your laws or your edicts or implement your programs and enforce these stupid regulations. When the states withdraw that cooperation, it makes it virtually impossible for the federal government to do all of the things it's trying to do. It doesn't have the resources. It doesn't have the manpower. It doesn't have the budget. There's no way that the federal government can enforce a ban on raw milk across the entire United States. If every state said, you know what, we're just going to have raw milk in our state, federal government would be completely hosed. They don't have the resources. So Madison was right. He said that this would create impediments in a single state. He said where multiple states get together, he said it would create obstructions which the federal government would hardly be willing to encounter. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create these obstructions at the state level and on some cases even at the local level to thwart all of this federal overreach and basically let people live their lives in the way that they see fit.
Yeah, and why the 10th Amendment Center? Because it's nonpartisan. It's not blowing with the wind of who's in charge, who isn't in charge now. It's principled, rooted in that 10th Amendment and what it means in reality and what you can do with it. Based on the wisdom of, as you said, the founding generations there that were writing about this, that were very connected to tyranny and wanted to disconnect from it. That was the basis for an organic American republic to be, something that we've lost over many generations now. Now, we've got Donald Trump in office. I've said it on this show. There are no political saviors. Do not look to one man or one woman to save you from all that's preceded it. Having said that, we can acknowledge there are certain things that look, hey, man, maybe he's dismantling a little bit of the bureaucratic oligarchy. That's good. We can talk about that. But it isn't about one man. This discussion about the 10th Amendment, and even it isn't just about real milk or raw milk. It's about principally applying it. Michael Bolden last week, I saw an article he wrote, Mike, about a very popular liberal, columnist who was writing against nullification and the anti-commandeering principles or something about that when the right was fighting certain things that Obama administration was promoting. And now that Trump's in, he was immediately going, hey, yeah, 10th Amendment's really good, and the anti-commandeering thing, that's really good too. And so there's a lot of disingenuousness in the political application of it versus the principled application of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That article was actually about one of the preeminent legal scholars in the United States. He's a guy on the left that is well known, often quoted as a legal and constitutional scholar. And I'm not going to try to pronounce the guy's name because it's kind of Russian, and I'm probably going to butcher it. Mm-hmm. But if you go over to 10thAmendmentCenter.com, you can read the article. But yeah, he did a complete 180. You know, a couple of years ago, he was talking about the anti-commandeering doctrine. And this is a, you know, we don't really usually care what the the politically appointed lawyers on the Supreme Court say. But when they say something that's to our benefit, it obviously helps, because then we don't have to fight this stupid, you know, this legal battle. And the federal government, the Supreme Court, has held since 1842 that the federal government cannot force or coerce states into implementing federal programs or enforcing federal laws. The states can't, at least within, you know, the legal structure, they can't stop the federal government from enforcing their own laws, but they certainly don't have to cooperate. Even the Supreme Court agrees with that. And this particular legal scholar a couple of years ago was saying, well, this is a horrible doctrine, and it's, you know, doesn't fit with the Constitution, and we need to get rid of this. This needs to be overturned. This is horrible, you know, judicial precedent. And then now all of a sudden that Trump's in office, and there's a threat to the sanctuary cities, which are, you know, these cities that have said we're not helping enforce immigration law. Well, now all of a sudden he's like, well, we can stop this with the anti-commandeering doctrine. This is the best thing since sliced bread. Yeah, this kind of hypocrisy drives us crazy. And this is what we say at the 10th Amendment Center. Follow the Constitution every issue, every time. No exceptions, no excuses. Because you know what? You want to limit federal power when your guy is not in charge, because someday your guy is going to be out of office, and if you're not limiting federal power when you've got power, then
it's going to come back and bite you.
Your host.
Yeah, exactly. No fair weather constitutionalists allowed here. Although we believe in freedom so much, you can try to join us, but you're not going to win any arguments or debates here. Now, on the raw milk issue, we've got a link here that you wrote a blog post about the North Dakota bill. And, of course, right now all the raw milk is probably ice cream. It's so cold there. But the idea is, yeah, why not nullify? And I think it's listed as House Bill 1433. Does it use, let's say, verbiage that acknowledges the 10th Amendment, or just does it move forward and say, you know what, we are making this legal in our state?
Yeah, it's basically just it really just operates within the state. And basically what they're going to do, currently North Dakota law prohibits raw milk sales except in the form of herd shares. And your listeners are probably familiar with the herd share concept. Basically, you buy a share in a cow, and then you're allowed to get raw milk from it. This would allow actually direct consumer to produce, a producer to consumer sales in the state, which is currently banned. And like I said in the first segment, what this does is this creates a market for raw milk. It removes a layer of law. And as that market is encouraged, it will be encouraged to grow further. The next step would be to legalize retail sales within the state. The more raw milk is available within a given state, the less likelihood the federal government is going to be able to clamp down and prohibit it. So build the market, remove a layer of law, makes things better for the consumer. So that's a bill in North Dakota. There's actually a bill in Hawaii that just dropped a couple of days ago that would legalize retail sales of raw milk in the Aloha state. And so it's the same concept there. It would allow a development of the market. And the more states that legalize raw milk, the more widespread raw milk sales are, again, the less likelihood that the federal government can encroach and prohibit. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, they can say all day, okay, well, we can ban interstate commerce. You know, you can't sell it over state lines. Well, you know what? If all of the states in the country legalize it within their borders, well, we don't even need interstate commerce. You know, the feds could just go take a hike. So
let them pound
sand. Expand the market. The market. That's what we're all about.
Look, do you want to drink pasteurized dead milk? Go ahead. That's not my problem. My problem is that you want to prohibit me from drinking real milk as it's been consumed since there's been milk on planet Earth. Any other things that we're looking forward to here, you know, whether it be a Trump administration, have there been any signs that they're more 10th Amendment center type friendly faces up there, or is it the same old, as we said, we're going to be principled in our stance for the states and the people, but do you have any indication of where things are going politically right now?
Well, I think, you know, it's with any administration, there's going to be good and bad. I think that, I think we may well see some rolling back of the administrative state, especially when it comes to EPA regulations. I think this administration is going to be a little less draconian with the EPA and the environmental stuff. But here again, any federal regulation of the environmental protection is really outside of the scope of the federal government. That should be handled in each individual state. So, you know, we can say that there might be some relief, and that's a good thing, but ultimately you're still running these unconstitutional bureaucracies that are imposing top-down one-size-fits-all laws on the entire United States. So, you know, and then with the bad side of it, I think this administration is probably going to be worse when it comes to the surveillance and spying on everybody. Jeff Sessions, I think, is somebody that, you know, he's an avowed drug warrior. I could see him trying to crack down on marijuana in the States. So there's a lot of things to be wary of. So we're basically going to keep doing what we did all the way through the Obama administration. We're going to pretty much ignore what's going on in Washington, D.C., and we're going to work at the state level to undermine as much federal authority as we possibly can. And right now we're, you know, like I said, we're just getting started in the beginning of what we call nullification season, which is the state legislative sessions. They usually run, in most states, they run from early to mid-January through March, April, sometimes into May. This is when the bulk of work gets done at the state level. And already, here we are, not even at the end of January, but not out of January yet. And we have between 250 and 300 bills already that we're tracking that in some way, shape, or form undermines federal authority or would block implementation of federal programs or enforcement of federal laws within the state. And this ranges everything like we've talked about, the raw milk. Some of these bills deal with federal firearms, so, you know, stopping enforcement of federal gun laws. We're looking at things for health care freedom, things that limit surveillance, all kinds of stuff. So I really encourage listeners to head over to 10thAmendmentCenter.com and check out our blog. You can just go up to the top bar where it says read and go to the blog, and you'll see just reams of bill reports.
Go get them, Mike. We're out of time here, my friend, but we really are never out of time in pushing forward the concepts that are in the 10th Amendment and making them a reality for all of us, no matter who's in charge in the federal level. And, Mike, appreciate you so, so very much.
Well, I'm always glad to be on and appreciate everything that you do. And thanks for having me.
You got it. Back to wrap up the hour after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1-3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Remember, folks, check it out, robertscottbell.com, for all of the notes and links that you have questions about, including our wonderful supporting sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty travel out around the world, including our friends at Activation Products, their Ease Magnesium. Yes, I travel with it and spray my body down with the Ease Magnesium to keep that magnesium present, especially in the desert. Even though it's not super hot, it's dry here where I am this week in Arizona. And speaking of that, not a lot of live events out for the public, but I do have one Thursday. This Thursday, what's the date this Thursday for those listening live if they want to catch it? It'll be February.
This Thursday, that would be Thursday, February 2nd.
Groundhog Day. You know what? We launched 6 days.
That's an anniversary.
Yes, we launched 6 days a week on Groundhog's Day 2011. So this will be, what, starting our 7th year since going 6 days a week.
Wow. Ooh, that's crazy.
Time. So come and see me, Nature's Health Shop. Nature's Health Shop, right? Is that what I'm saying it right?
Yes, Nature's Health Shop. That is in Chandler, Arizona. If you want to get more information or directions, they have a phone number. It is 480-821-1986. That's Nature's Health Shop, 480-821-1986.
And they're hosting our live Thursday evening Sacred Fire of Liberty tour with Jonathan Emward. So we got our first hour there, and second hour we'll open it up. If you show up at the store, we'll get your questions and comments live on the air from that event. And then afterwards, I got to do a training for folks within the industry. So that's coming up. Let's see, what else we got? Is this a question of the day or comment of the day? Oh, you know what?
I think it's a comment.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
All right.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
I got something to say.
right, comment of the day, and that's a theme song that Superdon came up with. He's so awesome. And in fact, Brittany has the comment of the day, and it's about Superdon. It is about, how appropriate is this, Super D? So she says, hey guys, Superdon has been getting a lot of theme song requests lately. Great job, by the way, she says. I just have one more suggestion. It seems like Super Don needs a theme song for every time he gets a request for a new theme song.
Brittany. Come on.
So every time I annoy you or Captain Morgan annoys you with a, you need a theme song for that.
I need a theme song for theme song requests.
Right, to throw it in our face to go, buddy, you got to chill out, man. I've done enough for you.
Yeah. No, it's fun to put these together, and I appreciate it, Brittany. Thank you for the kudos on that. I don't know. Do you think we really need one like that?
Well, I think. Look, I like the spirit of it because we give you some grief because you're so good at it, and you know most every gauntlet or challenge that's thrown your way. I mean, heck, you found a liver theme song for detox. You found a pancreas theme song. When we do diabetes, and you even find a vagina theme song when Captain Morgan says we're going to talk about vaginas.
That's right. Now I don't know how often we'll need to use that one, but at least we've got it there at the ready in case that topic comes up. But
dude, so I just don't know if there's anything anybody can throw at you that you can't figure it out.
Well, anything's possible. Anything's possible. So we'll see. I don't know. I've got a pizza theme I got to do now. Anyway,
oh, right.
So.
I already came up with la, 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 la. That's too easy, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but
if your last name is Cheese and you happen to steal a pizza, you're still going to get in trouble, all right? That's what you learn from that, boys and girls. We do not advocate theft. The government does enough of that as it is. Let's see, what else we got wrapping it up here? Let's see, tomorrow, Outside the Box. The next day, we've got a live broadcast from Nature's Health Shop in Chandler, Arizona. It's been a wild week on the road here, but having some good broadcasts, thanks to you, my friend. And we'll see what we put together for heading into the weekend with Cap Morgan, because she could throw down some gauntlets for sure, and you might have to be nimble with the next theme song.
Yeah, well, we'll see what I will take what you throw at me. Right. I will come up with something, I promise.
I know you will. All right. Thanks to Mike Mahari, the 10th Amendment Center. Thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. Oh, we got, in addition to Ty Bollinger tomorrow, we got a segment or two with Chris Barr, not a doc. We got some good stuff happening, so y'all be ready. We got some great healing going on. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up if you haven't for email alerts. Cap Morgan's working on updating our email interface as well, so we'll get some good info to you all as well. You can follow me on Twitter at RSBell Media. Of course, we have the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, as well as the fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show there. And with that, we're going to take a break here. Going to head out into the desert sun. And be back tomorrow with some outside-the-box healing, because this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.